the other game.
What?
What's the game you were talking about?
I'm talking about fucking Two Truths and a Lie! I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't know what the fuck it is.
It's confusing as hell from what I heard. You explain it now.
Okay. Okay, so basically you say, odds
Talk
are...
to me that.
So, this would be like, odds are you won't clip your tongue with that. And so you give me a range. And so you give a broader range if you don't want to do it, and you give a smaller range if you do want to do it.
What do you mean by your range?
Like that number
like a
range.
Percentage?
Like 1 to 50 or something. And then you both say 3, 2, 1, and if you both say the same number within 1 to 50, like you basically have to say a random number in between it, if you both say the same number, he has to do it.
So if I said like 1 to 2, right, then chances are you would have to do it.
No, you would have to do
it. You have to do it. I don't have to do it.
I do it if we say the same numbers.
Yes. If I say odds are that you will do this.
So you say odds are we do something.
Yes.
Who says the range? Is it you or me?
You do.
So I could be like 1 to 2. And so then...
You would really have to want to do this
right,
thing.
Right, so odds are
it's
I
like,
would do it.
Odds are I'll drink
but
this
like,
beer.
So why wouldn't I be just
one
like,
to one.
One in a million? Like, that defeats the purpose of the fucking game.
I mean, if you pick the same number, then you're fucked.
What are the odds if you like pick 1 to a million and then you did choose the same number as
so? Is there like a
one
is
a
there
million?
Is there like a restriction on that or can I just be like well?
I think it goes up to 100 normally as
okay.
at most.
So I can't just be like it's 1 in 10 million.
Okay.
Okay.
So yeah,
that's fine.
So odds are you won't put this clip on your tongue.
So now you say a range.
No, you.
No,
he says
asking you.
Oh me?
Yes.
All right. So 1 to 100.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
87.
So, alright,
now
so
I don't do it.
Safe.
Okay.
But here's the thing, like, he can't lose at all.
But I don't fully understand the purpose of this. I feel like the chance
you're
of both of us sitting 1 to 100.
You're at a party.
Exactly.
And you want to make out with someone. You're like, oh, someone you want to make out with me right now. They're like, oh, 1 to 100. They're like, oh, 1 to 2.
And you both guess like 69.
Hell.
Wait. No, but we can't both guess a range.
No. Only one of you, only the
person
you challenge.
Right,
says the
so
range.
If I want to make out with Simon, I'll be like, odds are that we'll make out.
I like
and
this
then you
going.
Can choose.
1 to 100.
Right, so if you're like, ew, you're nasty, you'll be like 1 to 100. If you're like, damn, that guy's sexy,
if
you'll be like 1 to 100.
If I say, ew, you're nasty, I'm walking away.
Nah,
no,
you're like 1 to 100.
In the game now,
you
can't leave.
So, but if I'm like, damn, I want to get some lip smacking, then 1 to 1, bam.
I'll pick 16.
But now kidding. he knows what number to pick.
No, but it's 1 to 1. So that means we gotta get some. Okay, I guess.
Is this the start?
I guess.
No, this we've been going.
I get it.
Is this the start?
Oh, yes, this is
okay,
the very beginning.
This is the start.
Of the podcast.
I am
and
now
flash
a master
intro
of
video.
Party games.
I think.
What parties do you go to?
I go to all the parties.
And scene.
I think this is podcast 15. We are doing monthly podcasts now. This is going out on the very last day of November, so I made it, just barely.
Hey.
Yeah, November 3rd.
Hey, well, it's the 25th today.
Yeah, well, we're recording this right before Thanksgiving. Are we going to do Two Truths and a Lie?
No.
Yeah,
yes.
Sure, let's do it.
I guess that's a yes. Matt, you'll go last so you have time to think.
We've already known there's two truths.
Yeah. He has to think of new ones now. Matt, do you want a piece of paper? Like,
come on,
would you prefer a scratch pad?
I'm just
worried
right,
that George, you start.
I'm worried that we know each other too well for
but
this.
Oh, no, this isn't going to work at all.
Alright, so George, you start. Two truths and a lie.
Damn it. Simon, are you ready to go instead?
No.
Nobody's
ready.
Just George, you start.
Phil, that's why I'm trying to think now.
Okay, hold on.
Who's
give
closest
me a second.
To going? Like, I can think of ones, but you would probably know it. Like, I can... Alright, you know what? I'll try. I'll try, like, right on the spot right now.
Alright.
So, never broken a bone in my body.
Yep.
Performed at Carnegie Hall and at Lincoln Center.
Okay, I don't know where Carnegie Hall is.
You don't know where Carnegie Hall
No, you said Carnegie.
It's Carnegie. Carnegie Hall. Oh, I need a third one.
That's
a lie.
That's a lie. There we go. The third one's a lie.
Just need a third one. Fuck, well, you're right, so fuck it. You know what? You're right. Fuck it. Yeah, that's why I wanted someone else to go. Like, I was trying to think of a believable lie.
No, like, this isn't gonna work.
No, it's not.
We all know each other too.
We would have had to like, write stuff out beforehand.
Calm something, Simon.
Okay, alright, good. I've had
a piece of paper.
I've had real absinthe before.
Okay.
I've owned a pair of glasses.
Okay.
And I hate black socks.
He hates black socks.
I'm gonna go with the glasses.
I'd probably go with black socks.
I said black socks.
Wrong, it's absinthe. I've never had absinthe before.
Really?
You did.
Nope.
Next!
Philip.
You were talking absinthe.
I never had absinthe.
Oh, what the fuck?
There we go. Everything I know is a lie.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of real ones or like better ones now. So
I don't know what I could say that you guys would honestly buy.
This is why you start telling us lies that we know we
can't believe.
Just every day you have to call us and be like, "Hey,
all right,
I just had sex."
Oh. So okay, I'll go.
Okay.
I've never broken a bone in my body.
Okay.
I've never been to the hospital for an injury.
Okay.
And I've never been to the well.
That's a lie.
That's why you don't put the lie.
What else? I'm done with this.
Have you ever been to the hospital for an injury?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because he hasn't broken a bone, so like those kind of go hand in hand almost.
I can't fuck this.
Yeah. I can't fuck this.
Yep. Nope.
Yeah. Alrighty. So I got mine. So I caught one of my students cheating on a paper.
All right.
Okay, and had to go through the whole spiel with them and everything. I have a tattoo. And I own a selfie stick.
You own what?
A selfie stick.
Man.
There might be multiple lies.
No, there are true truths in there.
Two truths. I'm gonna say
the tattoo.
I'm gonna say the tattoo because I can see Philip having a selfie stick.
Okay, so you say tattoo, you say
tattoo.
Yeah, that's it.
Tattoo. I have a tattoo right there.
Oh shit, he's right.
And I own a selfie stick.
What? Wait, so you've never caught a student cheating?
I've never gone through the whole process.
Oh, so you caused a student cheating?
I caused a student cheating.
Okay,
the whole
gotcha.
That's such a thing. So,
no, you can do that, though.
That's such a big
It's like, oh, I read 2 books this month. No, I actually read 3.
Also, I have to get a picture of that tattoo later to show. Because they can't see that. So what
it's real?
It's from April. This is the first I'm hearing of this. Now we need the story behind this. Like, because it's literally just the smallest thing ever, but...
Yeah, it's a small X on my arm. That was weird. Touch feet, Matt.
What? We need more explanation than that. Did you lose odds R?
No.
He won odds R.
Won odds R, bitch.
He's like, Arvel, I'll get this tattoo. Bitch, I get a tattoo.
Yeah. No, so one of my friends was going through some stuff last year, and to help them, I got a tattoo. It's complicated.
Okay.
But that's the reasoning.
Okay. You see, when I think of, like, going through trouble, I think of people who get, like, the semicolon tattoo.
Yeah.
What's any of you talking about? What the fuck?
Are you just not semicolon?
What? Are we the only normal people here?
Yes. I don't understand this.
Crap,
I don't know about that.
Tumblr.
What Tumblr.
Going on?
Should we just leave?
Yeah.
We gotta go to dinner. Except maybe Simon, because he might not go to dinner with us.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to give you the chips back, or...
No.
No. Honestly, I would eat more chips, but you definitely shouldn't. No.
Alright.
You went to crap all over your couch.
You don't understand, the other bag of chips, I ate basically half.
I know.
So, you should just not. Just don't. Otherwise, I'm never going to be hungry.
That's some good water.
Are you going to get another drink, or is that it for you? You're just drinking water from now on.
I just had 2 bottles of water. What are you talking about?
Hey, Matt, you made just another Arnold Palmer's and rum?
Yeah.
It's just straight rum.
Yeah,
it's mostly rum.
Well,
no, it's like half and half.
Well, no, it's half a
half
quarter.
And half and half.
Half to half.
That's
half
3
half.
Halves.
Yes.
That must be Phil's nationality.
Yeah,
half and half and half.
Yeah, you don't remember that?
He wasn't there.
I'm not
that.
Half half and half though.
That's what you said though.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I remember that. That was a good.
Yeah, no, it's like half rum,
well,
half.
Like, way back.
That was,
years
eighth
ago.
Grade, I think.
That was for
eighth. No, we didn't know in eighth grade.
But yeah, definitely wasn't in eighth grade.
It
I knew. No, I knew of you in eighth grade because Miss McCormick kept talking to me as the tech guy.
Because he made something in Photoshop.
She was human.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Well, no, because coming into eighth grade, since I didn't do seventh grade at lab, but I came into eighth grade.
Yeah.
Is that a Nuka Cola?
Oh yeah, no, you wanna, Simon, go grab that, the blue bottle, I'll show that to you.
So, I still have to do the summer homework assignment for her.
And also grab the little blue LED by the mouse. So one of my friends, slash fans, made this.
Oh my god, it lights up.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's intense.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Can I see? Just the bottle part?
Yeah.
Can I drink it?
It's just like,
oh, it's quantum.
It's tonic water and it's glued on, so don't.
Yeah,
it's been. Tonic water and blue food dye.
Oh, that is a label on it. Oh, it's nutrition bags on? What's the nutrition bag?
The radiation.
200 milligrams. Distilled water, 80%. That's not how nutrition facts work. Look at it.
You know what? This is from the end of the world. Like, who cares?
Something I can't read. Toxic waste, 10%.
Well, isn't quantum from before Well, yeah. Nuclear power.
Chemical
yeah.
sugar, 27 sugar. Grams.
That's
radiation,
a lot of sugar,
10%.
So it's a lot of radiation, too.
Wait, I'm confused. It's 80% distilled water, 10% toxic waste, and 10% radiation. So where the
it's
fuck...
It's like Phillip's nationality.
Where the fuck does the sugar come into it? Is the sugar in the toxic waste?
Right now.
No,
like,
what is Nuka-Cola?
Like, staring it down.
No, it's probably
this
that...
is really fucking small. You do have to stare
no,
it down.
No, I bet you the radiation raises your sugar levels. It's probably what it
probably
is.
Probably a little bit.
Yeah.
Served chilled with a.
Philip looks cross-eyed.
Yeah. Let me read.
I'm just like, I see photos.
Look how fucking small that is!
No, it's served with a few Rad-X, dude.
Yeah.
The hills.
Rad-X is what you use to, like, buff up your radiation resistance.
It says served
so
chilled for sure.
Rad-Away gets rid
of with Rad-X. No. See, it's not that you can't read it, and you don't know what that is.
Yeah. Did you hear about how Target did the Nuka-Cola Quantum,
yeah,
like on the day of release?
Nuka-Cola.
Apparently it was like impossible to get because either all the Target employees bought it or
may
people
cause
bought it in the first like 10
diarrhea,
minutes.
Diarrhea, skin loss, mental disorder, something, and cancer.
It'll also
yes
make your pee glow.
It does
oh
not say that here.
Dude,
well,
intense.
They don't want to put that on the label.
I
feel
like
special surprise.
I don't have to. I don't have to like turn on the light in the bathroom.
Dude, do you remember? Wasn't there an achievement for getting Quantum?
Yeah.
And do you remember when
there
I was trying to grind
it? There was a quest for it. That's why.
Do you remember me trying to grind it and I would
yeah
go through crates trying to find it?
I remember the worst is that you would get to the Nuka-Cola factory and you'd be like, "Oh, I'm set." They give you four.
Yeah.
You're like, "Fuck you!" Like you start the vent, like
so many
the conveyor belts,
oh,
and it's like, it broke. Here's
no,
four. Like,
I remember
fuck.
I died a few times there too because there were hard enemies in there.
Yeah.
So I would like kill them all. I was like, finally, I did it. Four bottles.
Or, oh, or the New Vegas, how there was the sarsaparilla, the caps.
That's what it was. Oh my god.
That was bad
star
too. Yeah.
Caps.
This fuck episode that of the Zero Paper
Podcast brought to you by
not
Fallout.
Brought to you by Fallout.
I
just happens to be talking about it a lot.
Yep. Yeah.
So let's talk about Call of Duty then. No.
Well, but they brought Quantum back in 4 as well, which makes sense since they sold it at Target. It's like an overpowered healing item. It heals up to 400 HP.
That's a lot.
I don't even have 200, I think. But
I
was like,
still have
all right. It's good. I like it.
Winter break.
Yeah, I gotta get my computer up to speed first.
Yeah.
Winter break.
Well, you said
you're
having an issue with the resolution of your computer. Is that like all the time or is it just sometimes?
It was like once.
Okay.
It was really weird. I don't know why. I just restarted it and it was over.
Yeah.
My biggest issue is I can't update my graphics drivers. Because I'm on 8.
Winter break.
You can't play, like, anything right now that's new, right?
Yeah. Well, to be fair, I haven't really tried.
Okay.
But,
yes.
I mean, I don't really have the time to devote to Fallout anyway. So, basically,
yeah,
I'm thinking really late December I will fix my computer. And then, basically, all of January I'll have to play it. That's what
yeah
I'm thinking.
Windows 10. I really enjoyed it. And, like,
we'll bring it to Windows 10.
Why do you
maybe
holy shit
do it again. So Al and I were thinking of doing like a Fallout 4 spoiler cast. Maybe we'll wait until you beat it. I know that'll be a while.
Wow, you're gonna invite me to something?
Wait, can I be there too?
Yes. We'll
sweet
spoil Fallout 4 for Philip.
Great.
Like that's the whole point of the podcast. We just tell him everything.
I know
about
a nuke
game
goes off at the beginning of the game, and that's about it.
Wow, spoilers.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Wow, spoilers, man.
Are there rad roaches too, Philip?
What the fuck's a rad roach?
It's like a
holy shit,
giant
spoilers
roach, but
think about roaches.
Like, are you talking about like
roaches
a roach or like a cockroach?
No.
Think
like
of a cockroach that's 10 times the size and fucks you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically
and
it what
bites you and gives you radiation.
Yeah, that.
See, I don't even play Fallout in any of these things.
Well, your roommates
no,
play
no,
it,
we,
right?
Didn't we make you play the first, like, you were in the
I
vault.
I couldn't get out of the vault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I went to Fallout
no, it's not
3
that you couldn't do it, it's that you got to the very end of the vault, and you're just like,
uh-oh.
Ha!
When did that happen? Just now?
Just now. It literally just happened. I've been watching it. All right.
Do you want to...
We can just go with the camera audio.
Let's go with the camera audio for right now, but can you take a look at that? So I guess Audacity didn't like the idea of us spoiling Fallout 4, either for you or for Audacity.
I guess Audacity really doesn't like spoilers.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, Audacity doesn't like spoilers.
Matt's on his phone like a bitch.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What's so important on your phone?
Oh, no, nope.
Right.
Nope, he didn't... What's the fucking game? Odds are?
Odds are.
He didn't odds are.
Odds are that my clips to your hair.
Nah, dude.
That's my range. Nah, dude. You look
aww
like a pretty princess.
Aw, so
dude, I feel like a pretty princess.
Really?
Yeah. Keep drinking more.
Yeah, you'll feel way prettier. And you'll look way prettier, too.
George will start to look prettier.
Thank God.
I don't know about that.
Hey, whoa, all right.
Might need to trim just a little bit.
Hey, or Santa sexy.
Santa's sexy?
Consent!
Oh, no,
see, the thing is, you can't grow it out because you don't have the connecting part.
No, I don't.
If you had the connecting part, it'd be okay.
Also, like,
you.
I can't...
No, I don't.
I can't really grow it out past here. Like, this is really the longest it gets. Like, I'll get, like, some stray hairs, but that's about it.
Man, my entire face will go with beard if I leave it untamed.
We know, yeah. You should do it. No Shave November. Why didn't you do it?
No, it's
I get so
don't shave December.
You do realize No Shave November is for an actual cause, right?
Yes.
It's not.
Yes.
It's for prostate cancer.
I thought we were rebelling against shaving companies.
No, it's for prostate cancer. It's November.
November.
It's Don't Shave December.
What?
It's No Shave November, Don't Shave December, just don't do it January, fuck it, it's February.
I just haven't shaved in like...
Did you go with that on the fly?
And mustache
March. Sounds pretty good.
Mustache March.
Mustache March.
Did you really?
No.
Okay.
Anal April.
That takes some...
Oh, too far.
It's not anal April, it's
maybe consensual May. Just in the butt June. Just in the butt July again.
Anal August.
Again.
Sexy time anal.
September. The anal.
Opening up the anus. October.
I'm going to say oral, but all right. We made it the full year without shaving, guys. Congrats.
Which part of your body?
What does shaving have to do with anal?
Hey, you gotta
shave multiple places.
Can we make a sexy calendar now with those
Oh no. That reminds me of senior.
Does that remind us of anything?
I think you should.
Oh!
The senior year calendar.
This is fucking Philip's butt.
No, it's what's that thing, the goatsy? It's just goatsy.
What's goatsy?
Oh man.
Don't Google.
Do not Google goatsy.
Disclaimer.
No.
I don't know what that is.
You want to tell the story about the senior art high school senior year like calendar issue?
So a bunch of guys thought it'd be a great idea to create a calendar.
No.
Don't pull it up.
No. Let's let Simon tell his story.
Yes.
So a bunch of guys from our senior class in high school decided it was a great idea to take photographs and make a calendar. In our school,
yes.
Nonetheless.
Weren't they like not wearing shirts?
They were not wearing shirts, and then the administration found out they were not too happy about it.
Is Philip still looking it up?
I'm trying to find it.
No, Philip, why?
Go see.
Oh. Don't look it up.
Yeah, we had a weird senior year, and Philip's not making it any less weird.
Nope.
Our high school was doing a, what's it called? Not reunion, really, but like a meetup today, and we were like, no. We're doing our own meetup.
Well,
we all went to high school
together. It's for everybody.
Hey, 5 years coming up next year.
Is that like a thing?
Does lab actually do that?
Apparently.
No. 5 years not a thing.
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Five, ten, 15, 20. And I think after 20 they stop. Because after 20 they're like, get a fucking life.
I'd probably go to a 5.
Yeah.
Like, just to show people I'm not fucking dead. Like, I'd probably get a...
And everyone's be like, oh, wait, he's still a fucking year.
Yeah, let's be like, what do you do again?
We'd be like, I did tech, you know?
Yeah, I like
so
microphone,
guys.
You know?
And then you're going to see people there, you'll be like, oh god, I thought I stopped talking to you like years ago.
I stopped talking to everybody years ago. That's not
me. Like, that's pretty much everyone there aside from us.
Dude, I barely talked to this guy. He's like, I have to make Skyrim videos. I don't have time to talk to Matt anymore.
I like how I get deeper when I refuse to talk to Matt. It's like, hey.
This is really hard to find a picture of.
Oh. I'm glad!
Please don't.
Like, I can only find, like, the fake ones.
Oh, okay.
Is it somebody, like, gluing facial hair to their butt or something?
No.
That'd be way more comedic. So it's the end of November, guys. It's the first time I've seen any of you, actually.
I saw you last month.
This month.
Okay. Yeah, I don't live in the state.
That's true. It's funny, because I saw Simon more recently than Matt.
Yeah, this guy's like, I'm so busy.
Well, you had the flu last week.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I really suck. Well, it wasn't the flu. It was one step above a head cold and one step below the flu.
Okay, I can't find the original.
Thanks.
So
here's Kermit doing it.
Take a screenshot of that and we'll put it on.
No.
Yeah.
I already sent it to George.
Oh.
So it wasn't quite the flu. Because you know when flu, you get the flu, you get nauseous?
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad. But it wasn't really a head cold, because I had it for probably almost 2 weeks.
Oof.
So, it just made school suck.
Yeah. Have really you seen Charlie Sheen lately?
No.
Okay, good.
So, that's, yeah, it just sucks.
He means that you had sex with Charlie Sheen recently.
Because I had an easy weekend of work, so I was like, oh, I'll see you, I'll hang out. I was like, yo, I feel like such ass, I'm just going to chill out.
Yeah. How does one feel like such ass?
It's like sweaty and smell kind of bad.
Mom spaghetti?
Yeah, basically.
Stuff gets put, stuff gets put up you. In October, not October, in April, and August.
That's September.
And June and July.
just
and October. But October's right.
October
was open wide October.
It should have been orgy October.
No, it's anal.
Oh, that's only anal.
Open wide, it can be more than anal, you know?
Open your anus wide October, there we go.
Open your nose, let me shove my dick up there. Don't sneeze, please.
And this podcast is PG-13.
We call that a snot pie.
Ew.
Dude, can you imagine cleaning that up? That'd be awful.
You'd be smelling that for weeks.
Yeah, are you sniffing your dick regularly? You don't know. He's like, alright guys, I gotta take my hourly sniffing my dick. You go to random people and you're like, yo, listen, I know this seems really strange, but I need you to sniff my dick.
And that's all we got time for this week.
No, it's not. We got
damn
time.
It.
But it's like the guy who did the AMA, the guy who sucked his own dick, and then everyone was asking how it felt. You didn't hear about this?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ugh. You were like, there was a guy who like,
good? Yeah,
you're
good.
There was a guy who was like, sucked his own dick, and he did an AMA, and everyone was asking him, what was it like? He was like, yeah, no, it's a lot more like sucking a dick than getting your dick sucked. It's like, what? No shit. You're sucking, you're putting
first
it
of all,
in your
I'm
mouth.
Pretty sure this wasn't an AMA. I'm pretty sure I'm the one who told it to you.
Probably.
I'm pretty
right.
sure I read it on like Wikipedia or something.
Probably.
There was a guy who got ribs removed to suck his own dick.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I should do that.
Yeah.
No.
Adding
no.
on to like weird things people have done with their genitals. I saw something.
Speaking of them? No,
this
pretty normal.
You saw this guy? What?
No.
Oh.
I saw something weirder. There was a woman.
I don't like this segment.
There was a woman with a yeast infection.
Oh, no!
It gets worse.
My fault.
She wants to use the yeast from her vagina to make bread.
I mean, to be fair, like, if it's there, though, I mean...
No, it's like...
I respect that.
Would you make, like, food from your semen?
I don't have a vagina. I don't know.
That's why I said semen.
Do I have yeast on my dick? I don't friggin' know, dude.
You should know.
You should know.
What? Why?
Like, if you had a yeast infection in your dick, I would hope you would know.
I mean, yeah. I don't think my first thought would be, let's make some bread.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the important question is, what kind of bread is it? Is it, like, a baguette? Is it
sourdough?
Yeah, you know, is this some, like, nice crusty French bread? You know, I mean, it kind of matters.
I mean, the words crusty and vagina should not go together.
No. Well, I mean,
crusty
you know.
Vagina bread?
Well, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, so
I'm glad you prepared topics for this.
These are the
things we don't get off topic.
Well, I mean, all right.
It's all
so
the shirt, for fuck's sakes.
Not this
what?
Shirt.
What? Crusty vaginas?
No, off topic!
Not this shirt, though.
It's like off topic shirts, 2012
shirt.
Or something?
Yep. We've sold one of those shirts.
And
oh, I wonder
no, not the one to me.
Oh.
It was Autumn, remember?
Oh, yeah.
You met her at
yes.
PAX?
Yes.
I don't know if I ever told you guys this
Hello,
story.
Hello, Autumn.
So, PAX East was really fun. Did I ever tell you guys about PAX East this year?
Maybe.
I was
probably
freezing my ass off waiting for you.
Is Autumn a dude or a girl?
Girl.
What age?
Al's age? Like,
hey, he's single. I'm single.
And
he's single.
Ready to mingle.
He's ready to mingle. I'm kind of happy where my life is right now.
Well,
I
don't really have the time to mingle. Swamp.
Matt's more like a hidden and quiet kind of
yeah,
right
yeah,
now.
No, no. I want that to be a shirt. It's just going to be Matt's face. Like, it's like, I don't have time to mingle.
Dude, trying to manage a dating life right now, it just sounds like such a
I should turn you on to ChristianMingle.com.
That sounds like a good thing.
Sounds like you're not Jewish, yeah.
J-Date.
Oh, okay.
Tinder.
No, isn't there a Jewish thing?
Yes.
Yeah,
J-Date.
J-Date.
Is it really?
Yes.
There's also an online
Wait,
one for Mormons.
So the best
no
name
sense.
They could come up with is J-Date.
It was either that or Big Nose's Dave.
SavePennyseer.com.
Oh,
do I have to bleep that?
Yes.
No,
and,
please leave that in.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
But, so PAX East, like, we got, Al and I got, you know, 3-day passes, courtesy of Maker. Simon had a regular Friday,
yep.
Except I had the Friday pass
yep.
for you.
Yep.
And there was horrible traffic. There was, like, flooding in the tunnel.
Yep, because of all the snow.
Pretty much, yeah. And you were just walking around waiting for us. We were like, what, two hours late?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so Simon was just waiting around the convention.
It was about 20 degrees outside that day.
Yeah. 20 degrees outside. They're listening very clearly. And we're just like driving towards the convention center. And it wasn't even me who noticed. I think it was Al. And he said, is that Simon? And he just points out the window. We see someone in like a blue jacket. It's like, oh yeah, that's Simon. So we all roll down our windows. And two of the people in the car who don't know you, we're all just yelling, Simon. And then he gets in the car with us and proceeds to wait for another hour until we get to the convention center. It's good stuff. I had a fun time.
Why was it so far away?
Yeah.
I just want to install Tinder for you.
He doesn't have time for Tinder. We
yes, he does. Tinder is totally what he has time for.
No, actually, the bigger issue is that I don't take pictures of myself.
Let's do Tinder.
That's right.
So, like, what am I going to put on there? Like, I have zero...
It's your Facebook profile picture.
Yeah. Right, but...
It's Facebook profile picture.
You basically look like that still.
Yeah, dude. But yeah, that's
you.
The only...
Wait, are you...
It's not a very flattering picture.
Is it the one you took of the selfie with my...
Yeah, it's the one where I'm like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
here, Matt.
It's and before that, it was you from high school
fucking...
with...
I'll do it with you right now.
No blonde
Come on,
hair.
Just fucking do it on your phone.
This is what I got put up with.
Listen, to be fair, he's literally appropriating my phone.
Yeah,
I haven't
appropriating.
Done
it's a good thing you don't date and have, like,
yeah, no, that's
there.
A real word, son.
Oh, no. Oh. Wait, what was the point of that? Aside from putting it on his chest.
Yeah, I didn't even touch my chest.
Thank God.
Interesting.
So
you
were...
those topics, though.
Well, I have a topic. I have some stories, actually.
Well...
Recent stories, too.
Well...
So I'm sure you guys know, Al and I did the 24-hour stream for Extra Life earlier this month.
I did.
What?
I did it too.
You did it too? You
yeah.
streamed for 24 hours?
48 hours.
What did you play?
King's Cross.
I love that game.
King's Cross.
Yeah,
King's
no,
Cross.
So have you played it?
It's like Animal
isn't
Planet.
That, is that like London?
Animal Planet. Animal Planet is
isn't that a train station in London?
No, it's totally...
it's fucking
Animal Planet.
Is that my game? Animal Crossing?
Yes! Animal Planet is a channel!
I don't have a fucking TV, I don't know!
You had a TV,
wasn't
though!
A, what was... Oh, Forbidden Animal Planet was the comic book store.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm still there.
It moved.
They moved locations.
Well, they used to sell, I remember... We played cards there, like...
Magic.
Thank you.
But they don't really do that anymore, right? Aren't they... They're almost exclusively a collectibles and comic book store.
Pretty much.
Well, they used to be one of the only places to buy cards like that.
Yep. They used to be one of the, places that sold New York Comic Con tickets as well. But they stopped that because I think Midtown signed some sort of exclusivity deal. Because last year they were the main one. And then this year they were the only person who got like the passes to sell. Yeah. So going back to the 24-hour stream, you actually stopped by for a bit.
I did.
Not in the stream, but just to watch.
Yes.
I was there for a little bit.
Were you?
Probably.
So that means no.
Look, every single stream that George does that I see pop up on YouTube, I click into it and just say, hi, George, and then
I understand. What do you mean by see pop up? I don't see anything.
It'll say
it comes
six streams
your subs
in live.
Yeah.
It'll say live.
He's not subscribed.
I was just going to say that. I was going to not say it to not embarrass
Uh-oh.
You.
I know, though.
You're
like,
fired.
Always known that you weren't subscribed.
Yeah, dude.
So if you ever see me, and I don't think the general audience knows my YouTube
full name.
Well, my YouTube, I have it as my YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Name.
No, that's
but if you go through enough of our videos, you will find out what my gamer tag is. My gamer tag is the same as my YouTube name. So if you ever see that name pop up in the chat, just say, hi, George, and then nothing else. You've been visited by Philip.
It's
use all 30 people who watch the stream who are going to watch this.
There were like
definitely.
80-something people.
That was also during a special stream, though. Like, that was for charity, so people care more.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, our original goal for the entire day, for the 24 hours, was $500. We're like, no one's going to donate $500.
The first, like, 2 hours.
Yeah, we had surpassed 500. We're like, let's raise it to 2,000. And then we reached 3,000. People consistently asked for Al and I to kiss. We're like, no.
Dude, that'd be pretty hot.
$10,000.
We hugged.
$10,000.
To be fair, I'd pay to see you guys.
$10,000.
You should
do a little smack.
Should have done the optical illusion, like one of you's up here and the other one's here, and then like, kind of.
We'll like just green screen it, and our heads just like.
But really
mash poor into each
green
other.
Screen
yeah,
it.
Of course, of course.
Like
is there any other kind
like
of
green video? Green screen.
Or you could just really kiss, you know,
or not.
What about
fan fakes incoming
for the kids.
Peck on the cheek for the kids.
Kiss for the kids.
Come on, for $10,000 for the kids.
I mean, it was It was fun. Not kissing, but...
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. The 24-hour stream was definitely fun. You were too busy to come over. You were doing
archery. If I remember, it was like on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. My Saturdays are usually, like, I don't know.
That's
if I had known, I guess.
Well, I told you before.
My Saturdays are usually just...
When he jerks off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The entire day. One load.
Hey, you could have come here for 24 hours and just jerked off.
You could have come in here. You could have been on stream.
I mean,
yeah.
Not on stream.
Well, it's funny because there were two people who did come over, aside from Al and I, obviously. It was, well, you don't know them. You don't know them.
Does he know them?
Yeah, he knows them.
Do we know?
Yeah.
Who?
Rebecca and Betsy.
I know Rebecca and Betsy. Hi, Rebecca and Betsy. It's your Biffle Phillip.
He's got freaking girls over during stream and stuff.
Not saying they're bitches. At one point, we had three girls over.
Oh.
Because at $2,500, that depended on the Tanya wait for half an hour.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like,
you still have that thing, don't you?
Yeah, we still need to film Student in Progress.
Is it still braided?
Yes. I think it's over there somewhere. Yeah, she loves it. It's her favorite. Yeah.
While you two are getting kinky? Her kink of
yeah.
a woman?
You see, I haven't edited
it. She's just like, put on the wing!
Yet, nope, but now,
I don't see it.
Thank God.
I don't see it.
I'm fine with that if we don't find it. You don't have to look for it too
it's
hard.
It's in the bedroom, you know.
I mean, we're all... Well, that way it's easy access, you know.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's not there.
We did the 24-hour stream, and that was fun. The only thing, though, was that we got the review copy of Tomb Raider that week, and we're like...
I heard good things.
It's fantastic.
I heard good things.
The only complaint I have about it is probably the fact that I think from a marketing perspective, the name is not great for mass marketing. Rise of the Tomb Raider is hard to market as a second installment in a reboot franchise.
I heard the same thing from other YouTubers.
Wait.
No.
What if they call it the erection of the Tomb Raider?
Oh, God.
But then...
I hate called it Rider.
Well, then one of the issues is also you'll go to, like, your games library, you'll see Tomb Raider, you know, the previous game, but then Rise of the Tomb Raider is before that.
Hilariously enough, my thing is I don't really remember games by titles as much as by cover art. So mm-hmm. I pretty distinctly know the first Tomb Raider's cover art.
Yeah.
So I would just select whichever one looks right, not which one has the correct name. So.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I really enjoyed it, but it sucked because I got the code for that game the Friday night before that stream.
Yeah.
So I was like, alright. So I finished the stream, you know, Sunday morning, took a nap, and then immediately afterwards I was just playing through the game, like going hard on
you
the game.
You did it on stream?
No, I wasn't allowed to beat on stream. I could only stream like a couple parts.
Oh, okay.
But essentially I was playing through it to get my review done and out the next day, Monday morning.
I really want to play it. Because I really thoroughly enjoyed the first one. Like,
you can try
it. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Listen.
My issue is I just don't have Xbox.
If you come over this week, you can try that. You can try Fallout.
No, I don't want to try Fallout. Because I have Fallout. I will play it. My issue with Fallout is computer related. I want to play...
We'll fix that.
I want to play Halo Campaign.
Halo Campaign and Tomb Raider.
I don't know why people say that, but I thought Halo 4 Campaign was awesome.
I loved Halo 4's Campaign.
And people are like, yeah, it was really shallow and was
okay,
like, I loved
five,
it.
You know?
So I want to play a Halo 5 Campaign.
Yeah. There's a lot of like mixed opinions on Halo 5.
My ear.
Well, that's why I heard some people were just like, yeah, it's only okay.
It was definitely like the shortest campaign, which was kind of weird.
But length doesn't bother me.
But I liked it. I thought it was good.
It's all about girth, too.
It's all about enjoyment. It's about how much it fills you up.
It filled me up, baby.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
It fills you up, Matt, doesn't it?
Excellent.
No, but that was good. And it's been a good year for games compared to last year when we got a lot of broken shit.
Yeah, last year was not really great.
Tell me about all the broken shit.
Because we got
Destiny,
Witcher.
This year
we got Witcher, we got Fallout.
One of the things that I really loved about Witcher was that it came out over the summer.
Honestly,
you get almost nothing good during the summer, so it was finally nice. It's like, oh, something that
my only issue with Witcher is if I remember, it came out really late in the summer.
No, it came out May. It came out late May.
That's very early in the summer.
I should have played it. My issue is I just don't have the time to, because it's the kind of game where, and from what I've heard, it's not a game I can play for a little bit and then put down for a week and then pick up.
Nope.
You have to be, so I don't have time on a regular basis to play. I have time, you know, in quotations, but it's, you know, kind of sporadic and on weekends. So I don't want to start that and then play it kind of filling in. I'd rather play it basically, at least the main story in one shot.
Doug, are you saving up for something?
The apocalypse,
Not a lot of
I'm getting away. That's not even all of them. All I know. Kind of going back to like how hectic that week after the stream was, or like of the stream and during after the stream.
Are you serious?
Wow. It's like released Tomb Raider review that Monday.
That was good.
And then that night at midnight, Fallout 4 came out.
Yeah, you were freaking canceling stuff just to find time.
I did
to play
cancel
Fallout.
A Stupidity in Progress film shoot for Fallout 4. But in my defense, Al would not have come. Like,
well,
he just wouldn't have come to the city.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have been there anyway. Just because that was a pretty hectic time. Because that was like, I was gearing up for projects and whatnot. So I probably wouldn't have been there anyway.
Yeah.
Because it was what, like the 14th of November?
It was the 10th that the game came out, 14th that the recording would have been.
I probably wouldn't have been there anyway. So
yeah,
it's much easier.
I was actually one of the people who used a VPN to play Fallout 4 a couple hours early.
Wow.
Fucking noob!
Yep.
Noob.
I used it to record the first hour of gameplay so that I could just stream it later on and be like, alright, cool.
I do want to play it. I mean, but
I'm not. I really do think it's a good game.
So, Valve, if you want to ban George's account,
they'd have to ban thousands of people.
What does Valve have to do with it? I mean,
like, they
Steam.
Say don't use VPNs, but it's like, oh, well.
Right. Good luck.
Yeah. Listen, you know how many people use it just for that? Like, I used it an hour before the game launched.
See, mine.
People use it like 15 hours before.
My playtime lately has been a lot of, like, League ARAMs, just because I'm finding myself with, like, periods of an hour to play something, so not enough to really devote to anything, but enough where I really want to kill some time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be like, yeah, I'll play some League, do that, but I don't have either one, extended periods of time, or two, times in consecutive days where I can do, like, story.
Yeah.
It's
Witcher
like,
3, it's like, the story's really good, so
yeah,
I would
it'll be something like, one day I'll have a few hours here, and then maybe I'll have, like, half an hour here after I do my homework to do something.
Mm-hmm. But,
that's a...
We're going back to, like, how crazy that week was. So, like...
You're learning.
Like I said, got the review code Friday, streamed Saturday to Sunday, played nonstop Tomb Raider, and did the review for Monday, followed by Fallout 4 on Tuesday. Tuesday night, I was still exhausted just from not only the stream, but everything else adding to that. At one point, I was just, like, having a beer, playing Fallout 4. I got up to go to the bathroom. Next thing I know, I'm waking up on the bathroom floor, like, just staring up at the ceiling. I look down, and, like, my dick's just hanging out of my pants, and I'm like, what the fuck happened? I, like, blacked out when I went to the bathroom.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I was that exhausted.
Oh my god, dude.
And I was like, I think it's time for bed. It was 11 p.m. That's early for me.
You don't go to bed until like 6.
Usually, yeah.
See, I don't know. I like to go to bed early, but I like to be up at a reasonable time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm like
up late and then I wake up late.
I'm like a 12 o'clock kind of guy. So I like to go to bed by 12 and wake up.
I go to sleep whenever my videos finish rendering.
Yeah, I don't know. I find that when it gets really late, I tend to lose focus. So I can't really accomplish anything. So I
that
tend
would
to
explain the quality of my videos. All the time.
I tend to go to bed at a reasonable time,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll wake up and do things. So like I don't mind being up by like 8 or 7 or something, and then you know do some work. I can't even video games. I can't do video games past like 1 o'clock in the morning. I just don't do anything. Like I could probably watch Netflix or something.
Netflix and chill. By yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A little alone time. But, I mean, I don't know.
I love how much they're contributing to the podcast.
Yeah, dude. It's so great.
I won.
I think it's funny because, like, I told the Blackout story. They were like, wait, what? They were just like, they finally, like, step away from their conversation.
No, what was funny is you said that. They cared for probably all 4 seconds.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah.
We heard your dick was out.
They're just like, wait, are you okay? And then it's like, oh.
No.
We heard his dick was out.
Nope. No one asked me if I was okay. Actually, no, I think Al was the only person who asked me if I was okay.
To be fair,
My dad laughed.
I was a little concerned.
Your dad was like, that's how it starts.
My dad laughed and said, don't tell your mom, she might think you're an alcoholic. Because I was having a beer. I had one beer that
night. That's so funny. Oh, yeah.
Isabel laughed. Yep. And then she's like, oh, you're okay. Right? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. She's like, okay.
And then she laughs some more.
One of my moderators found it hilarious.
I can't.
Stephanie. It was Stephanie. She found it hilarious.
Really?
You remember her?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I can't believe your dad laughed.
Yeah.
He blacked out.
Have you met his dad?
So funny.
Yeah.
Funny. Have you met his fucking dad?
No.
I'm surprised he didn't, like, come over and, like, poke a stick at him while he was passed out.
That's
so funny. I don't know how long I was out.
Holy
like, I don't remember what time it was that I got up, But it was like 11:30 when I like looked at the clock.
That's
and I was like,
so fun.
I was like, I don't remember anything.
It was really
I got,
like 1 second.
I got all the piss in the toilet though, so I'm good.
Does Al
remember? All the piss or did it dry up?
Al wasn't here.
Oh, I thought he was here.
No, no, this was after he had gone home already. I don't know how long I was out, but yep.
Some say he's
and then
out.
And then I proceeded to catch up on my sleep those following days.
I'm actually pretty curious because I know they don't. I watch a lot of streams
for Fallout 4.
No, just in general.
Okay,
just like other games. I'm curious how YouTube gaming is like as a streaming platform, because I remember when it came out, people were like, it can't compete with Twitch at all.
And
I watch a lot of Twitch. I'm curious how YouTube is doing.
He's
like comparatively.
He's from Westminster.
Oh, he broke down.
Yes.
What?
We were having a moment.
From my end, because I really don't watch anything on YouTube gaming, because I just really don't have too much time to
watch
anything.
I watch nothing on YouTube. I only watch Twitch.
Well, I don't watch it just because I really don't have too much time to watch streams in general. The few times I have watched stuff on YouTube gaming, it's been pretty good. From my end, just from the streaming side, it's fantastic and I've had no issues with it, really.
I'm just curious how it compares to Twitch.
I like it a lot. I'm also biased because if you go to gaming.youtube.com, like, we're on the sidebar as, like, featured channels.
That's pretty sweet.
So I'm a little biased towards that.
Was everyone featured when they're streaming, or do you have to be special?
You have to be signed up as a featured gamer. So, like, not everyone's featured.
This is good.
That being said, like, we're at the almost very bottom of the list, because it's mostly people, you know, with millions or, like, close to a million subs. But still, being on the list is cool, because then when you are streaming, it bumps everyone who is streaming like to the top, and it says streaming now, and it'll show them the viewers they have and everything. So it has helped like with bringing new people in, because it'll be like,
well,
you're the person who's like the most watched like GTA streamer right now.
Like, there were platforms other than Twitch that did that. It's just they didn't do nearly as well.
There's like Hitbox, which really doesn't do well.
Well, I was thinking of Azubu. I don't know if you've heard of Azubu.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
X-Fi.
They're a pretty similar issue.
Yeah. And
remember X-Fire?
I do stream to like,
X-Fire.
I loved X-Fire.
Oh, X-Fire. X-Fire chat.
But I have to stream, I don't have to, but I stream to both YouTube Gaming and Twitch through Restream because of the fact that YouTube streaming is locked in Germany. Because Germany has some really weird like copyright laws.
They're very strict.
Mm-hmm.
Rules.
Yeah. So like, and I started off just on YouTube Gaming. I was like, okay, this shouldn't be an issue. And I had people like in my chat say like, I can't watch it, it's blocked in Germany. I was like, I feel bad, even if it was only like two people or so.
You should get one of those sweet overlays. You know, for your.
And then have two cameras.
Honestly,
I'm a cat. Not that you have a cat.
I'm gonna buy a cat.
Dick.
What streams do you watch?
Dicks.
Cat streams.
Dude, whatever happened?
He still plays.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I remember watching
him. Now he has a cat that he, like. Well, he's always had a cat, but now he has the cat cam.
I remember watching his YouTube videos and,
oh no, he still exists. He has a new channel now.
It was Black Ops that I was watching.
Black Ops was when I, like, when a lot of people really started getting into, like, watching Call of Duty videos.
Yeah, my biggest issue is just, then basically the next game came out, but I didn't have an Xbox at that point. Well, or I did, but I
No, the first game on Xbox One for Call of Duty was Ghost.
Right, but I never played Ghost. Or if I did, it was because somebody brought it over.
I think I played it once at, like, a convention, and I was like,
what?
Ghost was meh.
What?
No, I know.
Xbox.
Yeah, I told you.
Advanced Warfare was meh.
Well, because I just wasn't touching, because I had my PC.
I played Advanced Warfare on stage.
Everything that was coming out was Xbox One, mainly. So I was just like, there's not really a point in having a 360.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll trade in my 360 for credit towards a One.
Yeah. What amazing was that, Resident Tomb Raider came out on 360. Like, Resident Tomb Raider came out 360, but I can guarantee that's going to be, like, the last major release on 360.
Yeah, I mean,
if not the last release.
I would consider getting a One.
Just don't forget that FIFA 13 came out on the PS2.
Right, but Microsoft also said they're going to stop supporting the Xbox 360 in 2016. So most developers have probably moved on at this point.
See, my thing is, I would probably get a One. My issue is just, like, space. And two, it's just logistically too difficult. So basically, my plan for...
How is it logistically too difficult? You have dual monitor with HDMI inputs that you're not using.
No, the issue isn't my computer setup, it's my desk.
So yeah.
My desk, I don't have room on the on the top for it. And because my sides of the desk are so wide, because they're drawers, I don't have room to put it basically where Jordan did.
Put it in a drawer.
See, this is, I don't have room in a drawer.
This is why I gave, George my Xbox 360.
So basically my technology standpoint is I don't want to spend any money on technology until I move out. And then I'll reevaluate.
So what about that 990?
He
already bought it.
It's not
a thing. GTX
990? Yeah. 990 is not the highest.
But 980 is the highest.
Well, what are they going to do after 980? Because it's like,
it'll be the GTX 1000.
But if they gave it 1080, people would be like, then it's not 4K. Ugh. Unless they're
like
GTX.
In all honesty,
it'll be the
1090. Games in 4K?
Some people do.
Some idiots do.
I mean,
games in 4K.
Everyone playing Star Citizen. They have up to 5K textures.
See, but it's like, if you game on your computer monitor can't support 4K.
Right, so then what's the point?
They make 4K monitors.
Yeah, but they
should
be bigger.
Do you have the money for a 4K, for two 4K monitors?
I don't game, period. We've been over this.
No, I just imagine someone getting two 4K TVs and putting them next to each other.
I want one of those 21x9 extra wide monitors.
You want the curved one, though, for that.
Yeah, dude, those are pretty sweet.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
You need a high-end card.
Well, yeah. Dude, they're sweet, though.
You need that 990.
Can you imagine gaming on a 20, like, it's...
It's so a little bit smaller than my penis, yes.
All right.
Oh, okay. Why did you, like,
I'm more concerned that it's 9 inches wide.
I was making a legitimate...
millimeters.
Right?
It's millimeters.
I was making a legitimate point that it's almost, like, small than my penis.
21 millimeters is still what?
Pretty.
Why is it that I feel like I'm the only sane one here right now?
I've been having conversations with you. I've been trying to keep this.
He's freaking, like, putting an alligator click on...
So he's not sane.
Because he's been clicking the whole time. He's been playing with this shit.
I know. Trust me, I'm well aware.
No.
Gosh. Damn.
No,
God damn.
Do you guys have any stories or anything to add to this podcast?
Black Ops 3.
You got Black Ops 3. All right, fine. Tell us about Black Ops 3.
It is much better than Advanced Warfare and Ghosts combined together.
Warfare. I've heard the zombies is really good, actually.
It looks really good.
Because I heard people had a lot of issues with Transit, which is what we played. And it sucked dick.
Absolutely.
I heard this one is... I heard there was a zombies... No, correct. I haven't played it. I heard there was a zombies campaign.
Yeah.
And I heard it's actually really good.
So, I haven't played it yet.
I don't know. I haven't played it, but I heard it's actually really good. I heard that zombies is a little bit more intuitive, and there's still Easter egg kind of stuff, but I heard it's still really fun. And I remember playing zombies with you guys, and it was fun.
Yeah.
But Transit was just awful.
From my understanding, there's like a new leveling system in the campaign and the zombies.
I heard about
that.
You can actually like choose your own loadout in the campaign now, which is something I never understood why more games didn't do that in the first place.
So I haven't explored it yet, but I when I open the game, you'll see like, what level you are in campaign, zombies, and then multiplayer. So I have to go explore it, even though I don't play the campaigns for anything.
Yeah, I heard that basically the more you play zombies, you can... It's not that you start with better equipment, it's that, you know how you buy guns off the wall?
Yeah.
Instead of buying the base model, when you buy it, it'll already have, like, attachments on it.
Okay.
So the more you level, when you buy guns immediately, instead of starting with a base model, you'll start with, you know, it'll have a red dot sight, or a camo, or whatever. So it's a little
bit of
a... Plus
10 damage.
Your gun blends in, so they don't know that you're armed.
Gold does 10 more damage.
Does it?
No, I'm not
supposed to say. Dude, I remember getting gold camo in Call of Duty 4.
You still can.
Remember the city camo?
There's a urban camo?
There's always been diamond camo.
Yeah, urban.
No, there hasn't always. Let's not...
Well, diamond strike, I think, in Black Ops 2.
Right, but remember, I haven't played anything seriously past Black Ops 1.
I haven't gotten any gold guns since... Black Ops 2.
I mean, you know, you gotta set your game up.
Well, the camera's still going, so we're good for a little bit.
Okay.
But, because I heard, like, good things... I mean, I played the beta for,
Well, to be fair, I heard bad things on PC. I heard there was a lot of stability issues.
I had no issues when I played, actually. On the beta, at least.
I couldn't play it.
You couldn't play it.
Yeah,
See, it was fun, and I was like, alright, this feels like a good Call of Duty. The reason I didn't buy it, though, is because it came out the Friday before Fallout 4.
No.
And I was like...
No.
Yeah.
See, I wish on Xbox or the console
is horrible for a lot of games.
I wish on the
year.
Console so you could change your FOV just like a PC.
Right, but console games don't... But Fallout 4 didn't do that either. You had to...
You had to go to your I&I.
Yeah. like, it's not a really common thing on PC either. You have to mod to do it.
Yeah, most games don't launch with an FOV slider. They should.
They should.
They don't. Like, GTA 5 on PC is probably one of the exceptions for, like, all the settings you want on a PC game done right.
GTA 5 was probably an example of a PC launch done right.
Yeah.
It was 2 years
late. Granted, they had 2 years late to do it.
Yeah, but
usual.
Still,
they
could have
messed it up like they did
before. I was
going to
say, because it's a 2 year late launch done right. It wasn't a 2 year late launch and then, oh, well, this bugs this and this. It was.
Well, they couldn't.
What do you mean? Of course they could have launched it.
It would have fucking ruined them, though.
I mean, they had
absolutely
enough, they had enough bugs.
Are you kidding me? For GTA?
For Rockstar.
They would have made...
Rockstar
no.
They would have been fine.
It would have been bad, but it wouldn't have ruined them.
No,
I mean,
bad.
They make plenty of money. I don't think it would
yeah.
have been. I think they've only expanded their market, and I only can hope that for the next GTA, they primarily launch on all three major platforms at one shot, instead
yeah.
of waiting for PC, like,
all
multiple
four,
years
man. Come on. Ouya Master Race.
Oh, God.
I was going
to
say,
what happened to that?
But
whatever happened to the Ouya?
I don't know. Are you guys following the NX at all?
No.
A little bit.
A little.
I'm, like, a little curious, because basically people have been waiting for the next Zelda, and they're like, oh, it'll come out, it'll come out. And basically, they've waited so long, people are expecting it to be
yeah.
a launch title for the new NX.
I would imagine so, because we heard the first announcement about, like, the open world Zelda.
We.
Is that the new Nintendo
probably,
system?
Like,
yeah.
Four E3s ago. Like, it's ridiculous to me.
Four. Wow.
How...
Yeah, no.
Like, long the wait is...
There have been rumors of the new Zelda for a really long time. They're like...
It wasn't even a rumor. It was announced.
Because it was initially, if I remember correctly, supposed to be a launch title for the Wii U.
Yep.
And then they're like, oh, no, like, we're working on it. And now we're basically at the point where the Wii U's been out for years, and it's still
yeah.
kind of like in development, sort of like little tidbits of it.
Yeah.
So everybody's basically in consensus that it's going to be delayed to the point where it'll be a launch title for the NX.
Which will probably come out next year.
If
or
I
2 years.
Remember, it's 2017.
So 2 years.
Yeah.
So
if you remember,
so
I want to say 2017.
Holiday 2016 is what I'm hearing people guess.
Yeah.
So it's
going to
be announced next year at E3.
Yeah, it's going to be an E3 and an announcement
yeah.
and a holiday release.
That's what people are...
Hearing.
Well, that's what the rumor is. The
yeah.
rumor is an E3 announcement of the platform and a release either 2016 holiday season or super early 2017.
Still not
yeah.
going to buy it. The thing is, it's like we run into this
I would be
often.
Interested. I'll admit. I'll be interested. Because the Wii U has a lot of really interesting titles
well,
that I'd like to play.
I have a concern with Nintendo, though. And that is, look at the new 3DS. Like, they released a new portable system called the new 3DS.
Yes, they're wonderful marketing majors.
They added an extra thumbstick onto the right side.
Yeah.
And, like, made a few other tweaks for it. Like, oh yeah, it's gonna be fine. If you have a regular 3DS, you should be okay. And then they haven't released that many games, as far as I can tell, that you need to have, like,
the new 3DS.
Or that, like, it's beneficial to have.
I don't think that's a really
3DS.
Great comparison.
No, I'm just saying,
like,
I'm a little worried about
the
Nintendo.
Hardware.
Like, where are they going?
No,
if
see,
that's what they
but
did.
Nintendo's
right.
always done that with their handhelds. They'll release, like, 50,000 different versions.
Well, there was
the 2DS.
There was the DS. Then there was the 2DS, which was...
There was
the
3DS.
There was the DS, and there was the DS Lite, and there was the DSi, and there's the DSXL. All of those had some sort of like, different thing to them.
No,
hold
up.
Part
of
all
of
them
slow
were
down.
Still like
the
same basic.
Yeah,
no.
The same all right,
still
no.
play basic DS games. That's what I'm saying. Like, they
yeah.
released 50,000 versions.
You're,
but that's only for handhelds.
You,
like,
hold on. You guys are giving a really weird view of things. This is the standard timeline for Nintendo. They've always released iterations of their platforms.
Yes.
And then every, 6 or 7 years, released a major platform overhaul.
Yeah.
This is nothing new.
But what I'm saying is, whatever became of the thumbstick, though?
Oh, so he's not... He took this away from the Legend of Zelda and NX altogether.
Okay, I'll give my issues with Nintendo that I'm a little concerned about, is they still haven't shown a lot of initiative with third-party support. It's still a lot of first-party IPs.
I think the last
major
third-party title we got on Wii was either Watch Dogs or Mass Effect 3.
So I guess what I'm hoping is that for the NX, I hope that the hardware is enough or comparable enough to the Xbox One and PS4 where they can entice some kind of third-party support, so it's not, you know, Mario, Zelda to sell the system, and then random, like, amiibo-style games. I hope that they can bring in third-party support to sell their system.
It has to have...
I don't think so either,
but
I hope.
What if the NX stands for... I know it's not spelled this way, but what if the NX stands for no exclusives?
See, the problem is that...
Listen, I could believe that with Nintendo as a thing,
though. See, Nintendo's always been the compact gaming system, if you think about it.
It hasn't at all.
Well, okay, it started with the GameCube.
It started with the Nintendo Entertainment System.
It started
with the blackjack cards.
Nintendo has a stranglehold on the portable gaming, and I understand that, but I don't want to say that they're not doing anything for the home entertainment, because they are, and I think that the Wii, not the Wii U, but the Wii was a, it was kind of like a gimmick of, well, here's this new controller scheme, it's kind of cool. I hope that NX, they basically beef up their hardware so that it's kind of in line with what's existing.
Yeah.
And then they have some remote third-party support, so there's some decent games that are anything other than Nintendo exclusives.
Because otherwise, they're just not going to sell as many
units. Exactly, and then I will be on
board.
So
you want a Xbox One or a PS4 that plays Mario?
Hell yes.
No, because my issue with the Wii U is that it has comparable hardware to the 360, but was launched in the generation of the One.
It was launched
right, so
like
want,
months
want,
before
you want
like
Xbox
the
One or a PS4 that plays Mario.
No, because I don't want just Mario. I want the ability to play Mario with the addition of other third-party games. I want them to expand their market past just for first-party IPs. But my issue is that all their previous releases have been almost a backward step in terms of hardware.
Yeah.
If they're up to pace in hardware, and the software is such that developers can develop for it, I'm on board. The issue that developers had with the Wii U was that it was so
super
cumbersome
limited
to develop for that basically people just said, screw it, we'll take the financial loss, it's not worth it. If they can make it so that it's lucrative to develop for, I'll super on board, I'll buy it.
Yeah, I've said this before, an open world Zelda game? Hell yes, I'll buy that day one if I can.
I just want, I want more past that. I want that,
yeah,
but
no,
I want, like the Xbox gets so many games that are not developed by Microsoft, I want Nintendo to do an equivalent of games developed that are not by Nintendo, but by third-party developers that I can sink my teeth into.
I think Microsoft's developed like 5 games since the Xbox One came
right
out.
Everything on Xbox is third-party.
Yeah.
I want Nintendo to, maybe not quite as high of a percentage, but it, I mean,
at least like the
bit
solid releases.
Yeah, something. I mean, come on. Okay, solid.
Yeah, I'm glad
good,
that
good counterpoint.
Yeah. See, yeah. Wait. Now, is Pokemon going to stay exclusive to Nintendo? Because I know they're releasing a mobile thing with them.
I would say that's
okay.
That's
well,
not indicative of
no,
it going to other systems.
Well, okay. They're not releasing a mobile Pokemon. I don't know what you're reading. They're releasing almost... Do you remember when Google did that? With,
yes.
Yeah, they're doing that.
Yeah.
They're not releasing a mobile Pokemon.
Okay.
So let's take a step back. They have yet to announce any plans for a true Pokemon sequel that's on anything other than the Nintendo platform.
And it's probably going to stay that way.
What they're releasing is basically something completely separate.
What if they release Pokemon on the Vita?
The Vita?
No.
That thing that was just canceled?
Yeah. Pokemon's probably one of their biggest monetary games.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine they're going to put on anything other than Nintendo platform.
No, of course not.
Well, they're re-releasing Red and Blue, apparently.
I mean, that's no surprise.
Well,
but they're not tweaking the... They're going to leave it in that motto
that's
chromatic
whole
color.
But that's the whole point, though.
It's nostalgia.
Yeah. Because, for example, I personally... I'm almost definitely going to buy it because it was my first game of Pokemon. I know you guys aren't. I've played every Pokemon since then. I'm a big fan of it. And the nostalgia factor of the original Red and Blue with all the bugs and the glitches, that to me is
the
what I grew up on, the nostalgia, and I will absolutely play it again.
What if...
No.
They release Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow again.
Right.
And Green.
And Green.
Green was only Japan. Yeah.
Yes. That's why I left it out at first.
But now it's getting released in America.
But... Okay, here's the big but.
Uh-oh.
You mean mine?
You have to buy an adapter wireless link cable in order to trade Pokemon.
No. They made it so you can trade wirelessly. That was the one thing that's the only function they changed. You don't need a link cable.
Honestly,
it's all
like,
wireless.
Basically, from what I've seen from it, people are on board with it. Because for a lot of people who are my age, they grew up with Pokemon.
I did too.
And having it in a digital form, because right now you can't play it on a current platform. The ability to play it on a modern platform, I'm super on board. I'd pay money for that.
Well, also, you got to keep in mind that on the... This is getting technical. On those Game Boy cartridges, they had a battery in there to keep your saves running.
Yeah.
In
the cartridge.
Inside the cartridge, there's a little coin cell battery there to keep your save running.
Yeah.
And the majority of those batteries...
Yeah.
Go check your copy
of
record.
No, they did that into the Game Boy Advance, too, because I have some Game Boy Advance cartridges which don't hold saves anymore.
For some bizarre reason, a lot of the red, blue, yellow, I don't know about green because it's Japan, but a lot of them started eating shit
like
2 years ago.
Even in Game Boy Advance games, they're starting to really struggle.
So...
Because they never really expected that people would still be playing it.
Yeah.
Right, so this is also kind of the saving grace for that, you know?
That's also one of my biggest issues with what Nintendo is doing, which I really wish they would change, is their eShop. I know, do you guys have a DS?
No, but I have a 3DS.
My issue is what they're doing, and I don't know what your background is like, but they're releasing certain games... But they don't release them on the eShop for everything. It's only for the Wii U. So, for example, I don't know if you guys have played. I'm a really big Fire Emblem fan.
I knew you were going to say Fire Emblem.
And Sacred Stones is one of my favorite Fire Emblems. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, even though it was an original GBA game, it's only on the Wii U Virtual Console, not the 3DS Virtual Console.
It's weird.
So I would be more than happy to pay the money to buy it. But it is not
for a console you don't have.
It is only Wii U, really weird to me, because it was originally a GBA game.
Yeah.
I would happily pay even $60 to have that game on my 3DS, and I can't get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I hope that they streamline that a little bit, so that as a 3DS user, I can have some of those more traditional Game Boy Advanced games on my 3DS, and I can't.
Fair
which sucks.
Yeah.
Because I would pay for those, absolutely. Because right now, the only solution is to emulate them, which is...
I mean, if you can do it through an official source,
and
it's always better.
Especially because I'm happy to give the money.
No, I understand
really
that.
Honestly, I am. But
no, I'm with you on that.
What are you getting?
But like, kind of derailing, but bringing it back to the fact that the Legend of Zelda that we mentioned earlier was announced like 4 years ago. It's like, that's always like the shitty thing. When we get these games that are announced... like, years in advance, and then nothing comes from
that. That's, like, I think the perfect example of this is Fallout 4. They're like,
yes.
Bam, it's announced, out in 6 months.
Yeah.
They can build the hype, and then it's there.
The
I thought that was
thing,
absolutely perfect.
The funny thing is that Todd Howard even said at one point, he's like, yeah, we did 6 months before. If it was up to me, we'd announce it the next day. It's like...
I think what they did with the time frame was absolutely perfect. It's like, I had the time period to get excited, to watch some videos... and go, wow, this is going to be super cool, and then it's there.
I think Fallout Shelter also helped them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
that was the mobile
and it was
game,
a big monetary game, too.
Oh, yeah,
they
definitely.
They made millions
just off a game. They were like, here you go, it's for fun, until Fallout 4 comes out.
I have zero issues with that.
Yeah, no.
I think their launch, you know...
window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was absolutely perfect. I think
but
more companies should do a slightly more compressed launch window instead of a...
Well, but look,
year long.
Here's the thing, though. So there's two opportunities for game companies to do mass public announcements, right? There's CES.
I don't know if I would count CES. I don't know. If I had to say two, I would say E3 and the Video Game Awards.
And the VGAs,
well,
yeah. Then there's also all the
That was traditionally the major one, because they announced Skyrim there, they announced...
I'm trying to think what else.
I understand there's also Comic-Con and all the PAXs and all that shit.
Those are more of...
But you don't normally see
not so much announcements,
there.
That's like...
It's like,
here's
building.
Something
so,
of the game. They
so
show, like,
they've
videos
got these
and
two
whatnot.
Opportunities throughout the year.
Yeah.
Which, correct me if I'm wrong, E3 and the VGAs are pretty damn close to each other, right?
VGAs are December.
December, okay.
E3 is June.
Yeah, I knew E3 was June. I thought, for some reason, I thought VGAs were June.
The only reason I know VGAs are late is because that's what they always announce Game of the Year.
They have
yeah.
two opportunities to do this, right? To
mm-hmm.
make big press announcements really easy without having to drum up a lot of their own press sources.
Yeah.
So, if the game's not coming out till May, but it's June as E3 and you're there, and you kind of want to say something, you know?
But that's also different from taking a game like The Division, which was once again announced 4 years ago,
still isn't out.
Holy
it might come out in March. It might.
No.
But they've said that three times now.
And everything we've seen of it has literally gone down in quality. It just looks worse and worse, everything they release.
They also always show like the same gameplay snippet, but it's like you said, it's downgraded.
They've
more and
absolutely
more.
Killed their own hype of it. They hyped themselves up. They've been going down in quality. It just looks
or
so
another
bad.
Example, which was also released like the same E3, Kingdom Hearts 3. Still not out. Like, we haven't heard anything about Kingdom Hearts 3 since it was announced, like,
I guess,
4 years ago.
Personally, as a person who plays games, I guess, pretty seriously, maybe not as seriously as you.
Yeah.
I don't have the time to research every announcement for years about a game.
I don't have the patience to wait for a game to come out,
like,
4 years later. If you announced to me...
Duke Nukem Forever, am I right?
If you announced to me, like, 4 years ago, like, 15. Taking it to another industry, if you announced a movie 4 years ago and said, in 4 years, you'll get Star Wars Episode 7, I'd be like... Tell me again in 3 years. I can't be bothered now.
That's one. Well, that also. I just forget about things.
Yeah, there's other stuff coming out.
Not even that. Just like life gets in the way. I go through, you know, the daily grind.
Yeah.
That's why Fallout was so good, because they released the special videos spread apart enough so that they basically covered the whole span from announcement to launch.
Pretty much.
And then, bam, it was out.
Yeah.
And there it was. And I think that was. Really, really good.
Yeah, I think Bethesda as a whole has been trying to like cut down that like release window anyway. Because even for Skyrim, like the first gameplay they showed was like the same year that the game came out. Like they showed it E3 and then they released it.
I remember seeing the gameplay with you and we were like, "Wow, that looks so amazing!" Because that was the first time you could dual wield weapons.
It was the first time you actually had magic in one hand. Like before, it was just like you just kind of used it, but it never occupied a slot.
I remember how hyped I was. And, I mean, definitely to this point.
I still play it.
And, I mean, it didn't
really?
Miss point.
You still play Skyrim?
Yeah,
do you do mods or something like that?
Sometimes, you know.
Is it every, are the videos released every Saturday?
Every Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah, really?
Well, Skyrim Saturday is mods
only.
But
only.
Tuesday and Friday is the modded playthrough.
So, would you say there's a release schedule for Zero Period?
Yes, there is.
Oh, great.
No, I just do everything randomly.
Could
like
you tell me
fun.
About it?
Monday was originally multiplayer Monday, but now it's kind of, fuck you, I have to play Fallout 4. Tuesday, Skyrim on a playthrough.
Yes.
Wednesday, supposed to be fuck you
day.
Fuck you day again. Or fuck him day again.
Yeah, so it's Fallout.
No, Thursday's Fallout 4.
Oh, so what's Wednesday?
Wednesday's whatever I have.
Oh, grab bag.
Yeah. Thursday, Fallout 4.
Yes.
Friday, Skyrim on a playthrough.
Yeah.
Saturday, Skyrim mod Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's... The official title is Skyrim Saturday Mod Review Extravaganza.
Ah,
but
do you have banner art for it?
It doesn't fit on the YouTube title, so I was like, oh, fuck that. So Skyrim Mods.
Yeah. Sunday?
And Sunday is Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2, because I finished Knights of the Old Republic 1, which is the first game I've ever actually finished on the channel.
Really? How was the audience reaction to you finishing it?
They enjoyed it.
Wait, I finished more games than you?
To be fair.
I'm playing like Plug.
To be
fair,
I play like AAA titles.
God.
That's true. I play quad A titles. So
Philip was paying $10 for that.
So I was not paying any money for that, so my dinner might be covered.
That was quality plug.
Philip gets a beer at dinner. That
was quality
on him.
Yeah.
Wait. Like pour on me, or I have to pay for it?
Both.
Damn it!
You're just like. Here's your money.
You get the boot,
and it's like
flat pour on you.
It's like flash dance
and
style,
with
like beer dripping from your hair.
I'm hungry too. We're actually gonna end it.
Is that gonna wrap it up? I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
Wrap it up right. Or don't.
So
wrap it up.
Don't you said wrap that Willy is the expression. Right here.
You said you're not gonna be here for December, right?
I'm only gonna be here for 2 days.
Do you know what those days are?
Christmas Eve for like 2 hours, and then Christmas Day, and I'm leaving the next day.
Never mind. We're not seeing Simon.
I'll
be here for about a month.
Alright, yeah. But we're probably gonna do another one of our like holiday podcast things, Simon's
Simon. And it'll most likely be later December. It'll probably be
Definitely.
After Christmas. Just
that's
for,
what I'm thinking.
Well, for audience purposes, it's not gonna be really early December, it'll be later.
You have finals. I have my final day.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. So
you have finals, and you said your last day is the 18th as well.
Maybe.
I know I have finals. Thanks.
So, grad school, victory lap, and you have to go to Ohio for a quarter of the rest
of
your life.
That was the best phrasing I've heard of that ever.
Victory lap?
Yeah, that was perfect.
It sounds way better.
It sounds
good. Really
sounds
good.
Way better.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Like,
For those of you that don't know, a victory lap is when you have to go past the 4 years of college.
I think we should have left it
around naked.
What it was before.
One of my era professor called them super seniors.
I've heard that term a lot too.
Super seniors.
I feel like a super senior though could be someone who's doing a 5 year program. They're supposed to be there. Victory lap means, you know, it's a victory.
Well, see, for me, 5 year program is always called just BS on this.
At my school, super seniors were the people who graduate early.
I've never heard that.
That's what we call
it. Well, to be fair, in my discipline, nobody really graduates.
To be fair,
mine too.
To be fair, he's from Boston.
I'm not from Boston.
Well,
you are now.
It's just, and you can't really graduate early from engineering.
Well,
you got him.
My car still says New York.
Oh, that's illegal.
It's not my car.
Whose car is it?
My dad's.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you on the registration?
Your dad's illegal.
I'm on the insurance.
Oh yeah.
The cops are watching this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in today. We're gonna go get some dinner. I'm pretty hungry.
And George is gonna buy me dinner.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
You're not hungry?
No.
What?
Really? Hold on. After all the chips you ate.
No. To be fair, I didn't have a lot of those. I had maybe like a handful.
A handle? You want a handle? Let's go get the handle for him.
Matt, if you're not hungry, you can get like one of the appetizer things again, like how we did mac and cheese last time.
Are we playing Chubby Bunny with chips?
Ow! Oh no. No, Matt, no. They're sharp.
Chubby
Bunny. Alright, no more for Matt.
Okay.
Alright, thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.